Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hans von Spakovsky is joining us. Hans, we haven't talked to you for a while. Thank you for coming on here. It's always great to have a senior legal fellow from the Heritage Foundation on with us.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So the Rod Rosenstein testimony took place yesterday. There is so much news right now. The news cycle is crazy. And I think that some people are paying attention to this, but there's just a lot of information to consume on a variety of levels. But when I was listening to especially Lindsey Graham's opening line of questioning, to me it seemed like Rod Rosenstein either passed the buck or conceded most of the points that Lindsey Graham was trying to get to. Dick Durbin seemed like he had some trouble. What was your assessment of what took place yesterday on Capitol Hill?
Oh, no, I think you got it exactly right. And I think he spent the whole time bobbing and weaving and trying to say that everything he did was okay and blamed everything else on everyone else involved. And an example of this is the fact that, you know, he said that he wouldn't have approved the renewal of the FISA warrants against Carter Page and the Trump campaign if he had known of the problems that the Inspector General's report revealed. But he says, oh, well, I didn't know about that. You know, the FBI kept it from it. But he's basically dodging out of his responsibility. Look, he was the deputy attorney general, and he was approving electronic eavesdropping and spying on a presidential campaign. Mm-hmm. And he had a responsibility to basically do his own independent assessment of the evidence being pushed at him by the FBI. He didn't do that. I mean, he just took what they told him for granted and went forward with it. I mean, that's, you can't do that in that kind of position. Or the fact that, Andy, you heard this, right? At one point, Lindsey Graham said to him, do you admit that there was no there in August 2017 when he wrote his secret memo, Rosenstein did, that outlined what Bob Mueller was supposed to be investigating. And he said, well, yeah, he agrees. There was no there. But then he admitted that he didn't actually draft his secret memo outlining what Mueller was supposed to be investigating it. Bob Mueller's team did. Now, he's supposed to be supervising and making sure that the Mueller team is doing everything they're supposed to under the law, and yet he's letting them draft his memo and dictate to him what they wanted to do. It's just another sign of how he just didn't carry out his duties and responsibilities.
You know, I'm looking at Judge Napolitano. He's saying nothing's going to happen to Rosenstein and McCabe for the awful things that they did. We're seeing Lindsey Graham among the rest of the people on that committee that are going to be questioning, you know, Rod Rosenstein among other people. And I'm sitting here wondering, and everybody else asks me, when is anything actually going to happen about this? Is there anything that actually could happen? Come of this revelation, because the information that we are hearing is shocking. The American people should be appalled at what these people were doing in the background. Do you see anything coming of what we're hearing out of Rod Rosenstein's mouth? Is anything going to happen?
I don't think anything is going to happen to him, because although I think he didn't do his job in a very bad way. You know, I don't think he actually broke any laws. On the other hand, remember, John Durham, the U.S. attorney who's looking into all of this, he's got an investigation outstanding, and he very well may bring criminal indictments against people like the FBI agents who in essence, lied in the FISA applications that they submitted to the court. I think that testimony says one thing about Rod Rosenstein, which is that he should never, ever again have a position of public trust anywhere in the government.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We're speaking with Hans von Spakovsky, a senior legal fellow at Heritage Foundation. One last question before I let you go. A lot of the comments that take place on social media afterwards kind of go in line with what Dianne Feinstein said in her opening statement, and reiterating that the Inspector General Horowitz's report, they kind of write off that anything was politically negligent or there was political wrongdoing that took place based on what we found out from the Inspector General. Does that still stick? And was that the intent of the Inspector General's job in the first place, is to find that political motivation?
No, I mean, the IG was very careful to stay away from that, from making a judgment on that. But you cannot look at all of the errors, mistakes, and deliberate omissions that the IG revealed without coming to the conclusion that there was either political bias involved, or we have one of the most incompetent federal law enforcement agencies in history, the FBI. And I think it was a mixture of both carelessness, incompetence, and intentional wrongdoing. Particularly, remember, we now have the notes indicating that, for example, James Comey and them admitted that the reason they were going after General Michael Flynn was not because they thought he'd committed a crime, but because they wanted to get him fired.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And as I said, and I think you agree, Americans should be very concerned about imagining what would these folks have gotten away with if Donald Trump wouldn't have gotten elected. This would have just been done, and it would have never been called out into the light. So I'm very happy that we have a Justice Department that is actively working to root this out. Hans, it's great to talk to you. We want to get you back in here soon as we watch this story unfold. It's a very important one to follow, and you are the guy to help us follow it. So thank you, Hans.
Sure thing. Always ready to talk to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.